Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone. Thank you for listening to Everyday Lymphatic System Detoxification and Maintenance with me, your host, John Ossipinski. On today's show, I'm explaining how everyone should learn self-lymphatic drainage. In my office, I improve people's lymphatic system using my hand, stretching their skin, gently pumping their lymph nodes, and their life changes. You can learn how to do that same thing. I do it to myself, my family's learned it, my clients learn it, and we should all know how to drain our lymphatic system. Since we ignore this system that cleans us, we're all walking around inflamed and toxic, and we call it a disease. After retiring from the New York City Fire Department, I was fortunate to learn the work of three world-renowned physicians who use their hands to release specific parts of the body to promote circulation and healing. John Upledger, craniosacral therapy, that's the brain and spinal cord, but it affects the whole body. Burrell, a French physician who teaches visceral manipulation, how to release the organs gently. And Dr. Bruno Ciccoli, inventor of lymph drainage therapy, very powerful therapies that these doctors developed that I got to learn and put into a routine called lymphpractic, but I've also put it into a gentle routine that everybody, the knowledge of the organs, the brain, the spinal cord, and the lymphatic system, I used that knowledge and made a self-drainage routine that everybody can use to maintain their body and health. We're just toxic. For the past 24 years, I've been helping clients improve their health by optimizing their lymphatic system in Scottsdale, Arizona. I'm the author of An Undetected Acid Alkaline Imbalance. We've also developed an online virtual course, Detox Your Lymphatic System, Boost Your Brain, Weight Loss, and Life. It's available now at healthylymphsystem.com. And I developed work understanding that we're filling with cellular waste because our lymphatic system is not functioning. I developed work that gets to the root cause. It's a fully closed session where I gently open up your body, your lymph system, and your life changes. Within a few weeks, you feel different. And you can do that same thing by learning to drain your lymphatic system, and you'll be able to take care of your health for the rest of your life whenever you need it. When you understand science of the lymphatic system, the body's sewage treatment system, you have a better chance of overcoming an illness, lowering your risk of disease, and improving how you feel mentally and physically. We need that edge. What's going to give us that little bit of an edge? And the lymphatic system is really what we're missing that can make us really complete a lot of our ideas of health. We're just missing this system that cleans us. Now, there are many good lymphatic therapists that can help improve your lymphatic system. Anywhere you live, if you type in, you know, lymph drainage therapy, manual lymph drainage, you're going to find a therapist. Try a few, see who makes you feel the best and who you get along with the best. But my goal is to show you how everyone needs to understand how to maintain this system. Whether we're doing it with deep breathing, we're doing it with diet, we're doing it by hydrating, or what's most direct is manually draining your lymphatic system with your own two hands. And that's why I truly believe that one of the best ways to maintain your lymphatic system, I don't want to take business away from myself or other therapists, is with your own two hands. Today I'm going to explain how self-lymphatic drainage, improving your lymph flow with your own two hands, can help many of your health problems by improving circulation, oxygenation of your cells, and detoxification. Your lymph system is a tiny network of vessels and nodes that helps to clean every system in your body, even your brain. The superficial lymphatic system contains 60 to 70% of the lymph in the body, and the superficial lymphatic system is right under your skin. So we can have direct control with these lymphatic vessels. And by draining, by learning to activate the lymphatic system under the skin, this also improves lymph flow in the deeper organs in your blood vessels, deeper in the brain. We're creating a wave through your body that you'll have direct control of. So your skin, your muscles, bones, organs, blood vessels, nerves, and brain are all dependent on the lymph system to maintain them. We just learned that the brain, we just found lymphatic vessels in the brain in 2015. In 2017, they said that the major outflow of cerebrospinal fluid that helps maintain the brain is through lymphatic vessels. So if your lymphatic system is backed up, then your brain becomes backed up. And what studies have found in mice is that as mice age, the lymph is not taking the cerebrospinal fluid as much, so they're getting a backup of cerebrospinal fluid. So it's important for all of us to have more direct control over how our lymphatic system functions by learning how to self-drain it. For many, we ignore this system that cleans us. I mean, I did till I was 47 years old. I'm almost 60 this year. And even though I took a few supplements and exercised a little bit, even though I was a lymphatic therapist, I was missing how I should be maintaining my own lymphatic system on a regular basis. And that's what I'm going to really educate people about. I educate in my book about that, on my website, healthylymphsystem.com, and in our new virtual course. So the lymph system is similar to the plumbing system, with pipes as thin as a strand of hair. If you can imagine, when you have a plumbing problem with pipes that small, it's going to happen often. We're going to clog up. So when it can't reabsorb fluid, parts of cells, fats, and other debris, it builds in your body. It builds in your tissues, in your organs, creating inflammation and a breeding ground for disease. And it builds up where you have least circulation, where you've had a trauma, where you've had a surgery, or where you've had, you know, some existing problems. Most people have more than one health problem. I'm sure you've noticed this. People have pain, depression, insomnia. A lot of people are not sleeping. I had IBS most of my life. I haven't had it for 12 years. People have lung problems, heart problems, kidney, brain ailments, and cancer. The reason we have multiple health problems is due to the lymphatic systems being compromised. This is a system that cleans every system. It cleans your heart, your organs, your lungs. And when it becomes congested in your neck, then it's like damming a river, and waste is just going to build and not efficiently get out of your body. So basically, when the lymph system can't clean us efficiently, we become toxic. And that's what most of our problems are. It's about toxicity. But we take a medication, and that medication makes us feel better, but often it's just masking the problem, and you're still toxic. And often, a whole book was written, I forget the woman's name, I talk about it in my course, but she writes how many of our medications deplete minerals in our body, especially magnesium. So if you're on three or four medications, then you have to understand that you probably are acidic and need to balance that. And once we become acidic, we want to get our lymph system going. And we do that by self-draining or getting a lymphatic drainage session. But this is powerful. Could you imagine helping most of your health problems by improving one system in your body? I'm not talking about curing any disease, trust me. What I'm saying, and this is what I tell my clients all the time, or people I coach, is that by improving your lymphatic system, you can help alleviate some of the toxicity that is making you tired or sick. It's not about curing a disease. We've been trying to cure diseases for decades, and it doesn't work. It's about bringing the body back into balance. Remember, we're a cellular being. We're over 100 trillion cells, and they need oxygen, nutrition, and to get rid of their waste. And when the lymphatic system is not completing circulation, that is not happening. They're becoming more toxic. So once you understand the lymphatic system, you will see that most health problems are due to a buildup of cellular waste. And this is exactly what I wrote over a decade ago about type 2 diabetes, Alzheimer's, Parkinson's, Huntington's, ALS, MS, breast cancer, PTSD, fibromyalgia. That they're all about cellular waste building in the body or brain. And that's exactly what science, now a decade later, is finding out, that type 2 diabetes and all of these problems that I just mentioned are linked to cellular waste building in a part of your body. So to avoid a lot of these diseases, to lower our risk, we have to learn to alleviate it. And what a simple way to drain your own lymphatic system in the privacy of your own home, your office, and your car. I mean, you can drain yourself anyway. It's just very simple. It takes a few minutes. And from when you start it, you start to feel different. You start to feel more relaxed. And you'll notice that many blood thinners are on the market. Used to be Coumadin was a very popular one. Now we have Xarelto and many other type of blood thinners. And millions are on aspirin. And the reason this is happening is because our body is filling with cellular waste, which is like log jams in a river, which is limiting your circulation. So we take these blood thinners to thin your blood or aspirin, but we're not removing the cellular waste. So even though we do better on these things that thin our blood, we continue to fill with cellular waste. So to me, the better idea is to thin your blood by using your diet. And again, you never want to stop a blood thinner or aspirin regime. You want to check with your healthcare practitioner. And most importantly, you want to put steps into action to improve your health, right? Do that first. Then you could talk to your doctor, hey, listen, I improved my health. I changed my diet a little bit. I'm exercising. Let's talk about taking me off a blood thinner. And again, if you have some heart surgery and you have some organ replaced, you may have to stay on Coumadin. But you still have to think about cleaning cellular waste out of your body. You just have to do it more with diet and draining yourself rather than with systemic enzymes. So you can have more control over your lymph system toxicity and the amount of waste building in our body by learning to self-drain your lymphatic system or having lymphatic drainage sessions. When you self-drain, you will not only feel more open and flowing, you will feel relaxed and you feel more alive. I have people tell me this all the time, that when they drain themselves, they feel better immediately. This happens because you are completing circulation in the body. You're opening up restrictions by creating a wave. My wife and I created a virtual course to teach everyone how to self-drain their lymphatic system. Go to healthylymphsystem.com. You can learn more about a life-changing virtual class, detox your lymphatic system, boost your brain, weight loss, and life. 7 lessons, 30 easy activities to learn to maintain your lymphatic system. Did I say 30 easy activities? And then you'll have videos of me to follow to self-drain. So you won't even have to think about it. And after a while, you'll know how to drain yourself. That you won't even have to follow me on videos. But you need to learn how to do this. Everyone does. The course explains how an acidic pH is constricting your lymphatic system, making you toxic, tired, and sick. Most important, it gives you steps to take to improve your lymphatic system. Things that we don't even think about. It is often the first one or two times you self-drain, because we're filling with cellular waste, that you feel a little detox reaction. You might feel a little nausea, a little fatigue, a little headache. My goal is to teach you how to do this and not have the detox reaction. This is happening because you're releasing cellular waste that will make you acidic for a day or two. So it's important to understand self-lymphatic detoxification, and that's what I teach in my book, I teach in my lectures, and in our website. So just to remind you, I work with clients who have pain, cognitive problems, cancer, and Lyme disease in Scottsdale, Arizona for LymphPractic work I developed for helping people improve. If you live outside Arizona, I coach clients all over the world. And it's easy. We have Skype. We can really show you how to drain yourself. But now at my virtual course, you can have access to learning how to drain yourself. So besides draining ourselves, we want to learn how to do everyday lymphatic system detoxification. And I talk about this all the time, how we have to use a more alkaline diet, systemic enzymes, more fruits and vegetables. And that you'll get from my site. There's an acid alkaline food chart there. But we want to understand that when we self-drain, we can help digestive problems. You can help TMJ, headaches, fogginess. Are you having problems with how you think? When we improve the ability of the lymph in the brain, we think better. So whether you have arthritis, you have pain, you have swelling, understanding how to drain your lymphatic system can make a big difference in your life. I drain myself possibly 4 to 5 times a week, sometimes more if I'm working on a detoxification. I create a wave in my body, and it changes how I feel. It's important. So if you need an acid alkaline food chart or you want to check out my course, Detox Your Lymphatic System, go to OsipinskiHealthAcademy.com or HealthyLymphSystem.com will get you there. There's an acid alkaline food chart on the bottom of my homepage. Next Thursday's show will be on helping lymphedema with self-lymphatic drainage and diet. I hope understanding how to detox and maintain your lymphatic system makes a difference in your life. Thank you for listening to Everyday Lymphatic System Detoxification and Maintenance with me, your host, John Osipinski. Have a balanced and joyful life.